tomorrow, B'ezrat Hashem, is the Brit Milah. I'm not inviting. Whoever wants to come can come, so I'm not obligated. I wanted to know if you guys wanted to do the, because I'm not going to be able to do the daf for me at the regular 7 o'clock, because we're doing Selichot. We're probably going to do Selichot over there at 7:45 Shacharit, and then try to start the Brit somewhat afterwards. I was wondering if you guys want to do the daf yomi before Selichot. Would that be something we can possibly do, like 6:30 at Chabad? Is that possible? If not, I can make a recording or something, or we can do it at a different time.
Oh, you should do the recording.
The recording is better. Okay, so we'll do the recording. Okay, we left off. Today's daf is up Yud Gimel. Today's class will be for the Refuah Shlema of all the Cholim of Ufrat, Shalom ben Sara, David ben Rachel, Binyamin ben Esther, Yafa bat Deborah, Leavdil, Leinu Nishmat, Adisheva bat Aaron. We left off on Yud Ben Amud Bet. Today's daf is up Yud Gimel. We are at the Mishnah. Today's topic will be about Hafrashat Turmot Ma'asrot. A little bit of a difficult topic, but if you understand the concepts, it makes a lot more sense. So let's just give a quick introduction. There's Turma in Ma'aser. So when a person has, let's say, produce of a field, he has to go through different steps, and he has to go through it in this specific order. So the first thing he does is he gives Turma Gedola. Turma Gedola is he either gives somewhere between 1/40th of his field or to 1/60th of the produce from the field. Let's
any
say
produce of sowing.
Yeah, for the produce he made from the field.
Agvaniyot and chita is the same.
No, yeah, each one has to be for its own meaning. You have to give chita for chita, agvaniyot for agvaniyot.
No, but as far as amounts, is the same amount.
Yeah. The Mishnah says with regards to Turma that someone who has a, you know, he's a Beinoni, he gives 1/50. Someone who's he's a generous person, he gives one
no,
more.
As far as the produce
all
itself,
vegetable
and chita give the same amount? That's my question.
The amount wouldn't be different. The question just is, what's the obligation towards fruits versus vegetables and produce? It might be a little bit different in that regard, but in general, the amount would be the same. That's Terma Gedola. Then, before we get to the Mishnah, I just want to give the introduction. I'll make it much easier.
Okay, so how much you give? I'm sorry, can...
Let's say you have 100 fruits. Okay. So he gives 2 fruits to the Kohen. He'll take 2 fruits, that's 150. So he'll take 2 fruits, he gives it to the Kohen. Then, after he's done that, he's left with 98. He gives Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon, his first Maaser, goes to the Levi. So that's 10% of what's left to the Levi. So let's say 9.8, you'll give 10 more fruits, you'll give to the Levi. Now you're left with 88. Now the Levi has the obligation of giving Turmat Maaser. Turmat Maaser is his Teruma on the Maaser that he received. So he gives 10% of his 10, he takes one of his fruits and he gives it to the Kohen. Okay? So now they've done Turma Gedola, Maaser Rishon, Turmat Maaser. Now it depends on the year. Right? We have a 7-year cycle. So the first first, second, fourth, and fifth years, we say Abda, whatever, it has the status of Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni means you have to take another 10% of your produce and either bring that fruit or produce up to Yerushalayim to eat, or you have to be Pode'et, you have to redeem it on money, and you take the money up to Yerushalayim and you buy food in Yerushalayim to eat. Either way, you have to eat in Yerushalayim. So that's first, second, fourth, and fifth year. On the third and sixth year, there's no Maaser Sheni, there is Maaser Ani. You take that 10%, instead of giving it to Yerushalayim, taking it up to Yerushalayim to eat, you give it to the poor person to go and eat, to go up to eat. Okay? So that's Maaser Ani with the third and sixth year. And then, of course, the seventh year is Shemitah, where we don't work the land, we don't do anything. So that's a quick just introduction to Turmat Maaser. It'll help us through the second Amud. So the Mishnah says, Beit Shammai Omrim, Ein Malechin Chalav Matanot LeKohen Beyom Tov. Beit Shammai say, you're not allowed to take give gift on Yom Tov as of Chala or the Matanot Kehuna. We know that the Kohen receives certain parts of the animal's body as a gift. We say the Zeroa, Ve'alechaim, Ve'akevad, he receives the foreleg, the jaw, and all different types of gifts that the Kohen receives. You're not allowed to take it lechatchila on Yom Tov to give to the Kohen. Bein shehormu me'emesh. Whether they were separated from yesterday or whether they were separated from today, it doesn't matter when they were separated. You're not allowed to. Rashi says, "V'kulan mishum gezerah de'ein magbihin otam." All of them is in the gezerah according to Beit Shammai. They're not allowed to be magbiya turmot ma'asrot. That means you're not allowed to separate turmot ma'asrot on Shabbat or Yom Tov. Since you're not allowed to do that, the Chachamim made a gezerah that you're not even allowed to take these terumot to the Kohen on Yom Tov, even if it was separated before. It has to be given before or after the Chag. Beit Hillel matirin, Beit Hillel permit. אמרו להם בית שמאי, גזירה שווה. He said, בית שמאי שזה הווה גזירה שווה. חלה ומתנות, מתנה לכהן. חלה and the מתנות כהונה are a gift for the כהן. ותרומה מתנות, מתנה לכהן. And תרומה, we know, is also a מתנה for the כהן. כשם שאין מוליכין את התרומה, just like you're not allowed to take תרומה to the כהן, on יום טוב, because that's a problem, actual status of אין מגביהין, you're not allowed to separate. כך אין מוליכין את המתנות, so too, you're not allowed to, in Molichin and Matanon, you're not allowed to take the gifts to the Kohen as well. This is his Gezerah Shavah. Comes Beit Hillel and says, Amru lahem Beit Hillel, lo, that's not the case. Im amartem beturma, she'ino zakai baramata, if you're going to say beturma, that you're not allowed, zakai here means Rashai, Rashi says, you're not allowed to separate, right? Tomru bematanot, zakai baramatan, you're going to say the same thing with matanot. With the matanot keuna, which you're allowed to separate, essentially saying turma, you're not allowed to be magbia, whereas matanot keuna, you are allowed to be magbia. You're allowed to take the if they were slaughtered before, you could take the lechaim, the zeroa, the lechaim, akevan, all the things that usually go to the kohen, and separate them from the animal. So he's this machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Comes the Gemara and says, "Kasalka da'atach shehurmu mahayom ushenishchitu mahayom." He says, it's seemingly or it's assumably that they were either separated from yesterday, from before Yom Tov, and slaughtered from before Yom Tov, or they were either separated today and slaughtered today, or separated or they were separated from yesterday and slaughtered from yesterday. So he says that's what the simple understanding of our Mishnah is. It says, Mani Matniti, who is the author of our Mishnah? We're going to go through three opinions. We're going to do the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosei, and Acherim, and try to figure out who the author of our Mishnah is.
Okay, can you hold one second? You have a cow in your house. You slaughter it. Ma kore? Da tzich atet mizeh chalakim lekohen?
Yeah, there are certain, again. There's the chalak of the jaw that goes to the Kohen. There's the chalak of the
Yeah,
there's certain parts that are matanot kevuna, they're gifts for the kevuna. Just like teruma is a gift for the
kevuna.
Yeah, whoever, you can give it to whichever kohen you want.
As ma od pam, slicha, what
there's the zeroa, alechaim, ve'akeva. So it's the foreleg, the jaw, and the, I think in English it's called the maw. I guess it's maybe the part of the stomach or something. These are the parts that are matanot kevuna. So the Gemara says it's understood that it was either slaughtered yesterday and separated yesterday, or slaughtered today and separated today. So the Gemara says, "Mani matnitin? Who is the author of our Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Yosei ve'lo Rabbi Yehuda ela Acherim. It's not Rabbi Yosei, Rabbi Yehuda. It is the opinion of Acherim. Detani, as we see in the Braita. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, lo nechalku Beit Shammai ve'Beit Hillel ala matanot shehurmu me'erev Yom Tov. He says Beit Shammai ve'Beit Hillel are not arguing on gifts that were separated from erev Yom Tov. Shemolichin im hamatanot shehurmu me'ayom, that you're allowed to take those gifts with other gifts that were separated today, ushenishchetu me'ayom, and those which were slaughtered today, lo nechaku ela leholicham ifnatzman. When do Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel argue? Only to take those that were separated yesterday, and take them right alone today, and give it to the Kohen. Shebeit Shammai amrim ein molichin, Beit Hillel amrim molichin. Beit Shammai say you're not allowed, and Beit Hillel say you are allowed. What's the reason? If you separated yesterday, take it yesterday. Why should you wait till Yom Tov and do it on Yom Tov? So take it yesterday, you had time to do it yesterday. This does not sound like our Mishnah exactly. Our Mishnah didn't sound like that. Our Mishnah sounded like, no, it's not a matter of...
yesterday.
It's not a matter of it was yesterday or today. It doesn't mechalek like that, right? Rabbi Yehuda is saying that if it was nishchat on Yom Tov, everyone would agree with Mimutar. When's the question? The question is if it was nishchat yesterday, and we're talking about if it was separated yesterday. That's the question, and to take it alone.
Yesterday is mutar, if you mix it with
today. Right, if you mix it with today's. But he's saying take it alone, and it was slaughtered yesterday, and it was done yesterday. That was...
That's the question.
Not on Yom Tov.
No. I'm not getting it.
Why? What's the stira? Let's make it clear. Hold on, one second. If you slaughtered the animal today, then it's for tzorch ochel nefesh, so you're allowed to. The question is, if it was done yesterday, saying you did it yesterday, so now do we make a knas on you that hey, since you did it yesterday, you have to wait till after Yom Tov? You should have given it to the kohen before Yom Tov. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, if you take it alone, then yes, we make that knas. But if you take, that's when the machloket is at least. But if you take it with things that were slaughtered today, that's sor chochal nefesh.
No.
But if you slaughtered it, you can separate it. If you slaughtered it today. Yeah, because for the, it's for ochal nefesh. So for ochal nefesh, you're allowed. So this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Beit Hillel omrim malichin. Beit Hillel say you are allowed to take it. V'kach hayu Beit Shammai danin. This is how Beit Shammai would judge this case. Chala u'matanot matana l'kohen. That chala and matanot are a gift for the kohen. U'truma matana l'kohen. And a truma is also a gift for the kohen. Kesem she'en malichin et ha'truma, kach en malichin et ha'matanot. Just like you don't take teruma to the kohen on Yom Tov, so too you don't take the matanot to so too you don't take the gifts to the kohen on Yom Tov. Amar lahem Beit Hillel, lo imamartem betruma she'eino zakai b'ramata, tumu matanot she'zakai b'ramatan. Saying no, you're saying with teruma, you're not allowed to separate teruma. They're saying you're going to say the same thing with matanot that you're allowed to separate. There are two different cases. So this is what we saw in the Mishnah, right? This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. This is how he's trying to explain our Mishnah, but it does not necessarily completely sound like our Mishnah. We're going to try to see if it is our Mishnah or not. We don't know who our author of our Mishnah is. Amar Rabbi Yose, lo nech lego Beit Shammai v'Hillel ala matanot shemolichin. Rabbi Yose says, no, but we're in the middle of Yudbet Amud Bet. Like 8 lines from the middle, long lines. He's saying, they're not arguing if you're allowed to take the gifts of the Kohen. Lo nech lego ela al ha-teruma. He's saying, no, we're arguing, the Mishnah is arguing about taking teruma on Yom Tov. Beit Shammai says you're not allowed to, and Beit Hillel says you are allowed to. This is definitely not our Mishnah, right? Rashi says this is 100% not our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said clearly the machloket was about chala and matanot, not about teruma specifically. So he says, "V'kach hayu Beit Hillel danin." This is what Beit Hillel would say: chala u'matanot matana lekohen. Chala and matanot are a gift for the kohen. U'truma matana lekohen, and truma is also a gift for the kohen. Keshem she'in molichin et matanot, keshem she'molichin et matanot, kach molichin. Just like you take the, you're allowed to take the gifts to the Kohen on Yom Tov, that everyone agrees according to Rabbi Yose, so too, you would be allowed to take the Terumah. Amru lahem Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai say to them, lo, im amartem matanot shezakai v'ramatan, if you're going to say with matanot that you're allowed to separate them, tomru bet Terumah she'en zakai v'ramatan. If you're going to say the same thing with Terumah that you're not allowed to separate them, Terumah is different. So Beit Shammai is kind of the opposite way to contradict it. So he's saying, no, Beit Shammai disagree and say, you're not allowed to take Terumah on Yom Tov. But they would, according to this opinion, they would both agree that you're allowed to take the matanot. This is definitely not our Mishnah. That was the second opinion. So we went to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yose. We're still trying to figure out who the author of the Mishnah is. Acharim omrim, lo nechlaku Beit Shammai Beit Hillel ala teruma, she'in molichin. Acharim say that Beit Shammai Beit Hillel do not disagree that you're not allowed to take the teruma. Everyone agrees you can't take the teruma on Yom Tov. Why ein magvin? Lo nechlaku ila ala matanot. Their argument is on the gifts. This sounds like our Mishnah. So Beit Shammai omrim, ein molichin, u Beit Hillel omrim molichin. Machloket Beit Shammai says you're not allowed. Beit Hillel says you are allowed. So he says, "Lema Acherim hi v'lo Rabbi Yehuda." Let's say our Mishnah is the opinion of Acherim and not the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Sounds the most sense like Acherim. Comes the Gemara and answers, "Amar Rava mikatane shehurmu mehayom ushenishchetu mehayom." Does it say it was separated today and it was slaughtered today? Does it say anything about specifically today? It says shehurmu ketane. It just says it was separated. Okay, ulolam shchita tan me'emesh, but it could have been that the shchita was done yesterday. It was slaughtered yesterday. We know that if the shchita was done yesterday, so yeah, I think
before Yom Tov,
so Beit Shammai would permit like Beit Hillel. If it was nishchat today, Beit Shammai would permit like Beit Hillel because it's tzorach ochal nefesh, right? When does the question come up? If it was done yesterday, so this would work like Rabbi Yehuda. Even that's what he's saying. He's saying, look, Rashi says, we said. Lema acherimi velo Rabbi Yehuda. Klomar Rabbi Yose vaday lo efshar. It says for sure it's not like Rabbi Yose. Lo kama Rabbi Yehuda mai. Let's establish Mishnah maybe like Rabbi Yehuda. Mi matzina lememar demanita nami dafka v'shel emesh kamar. Do we see that the Mishnah is also talking about specifically from yesterday? Umitokam alibbe, and we can establish it like Rabbi Yehuda. Or do we have to say that it's not like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Rashi says, Mi katane matnitin ben shuhurmu v'shenishchetu mehayom. Does the Mishnah say that it was separated and slaughtered today? Ulaolam shchitatan me'emesh. It says it could have been that it was always the shchita was on yesterday. Aval behanach de nishchetu beyom tov modu. But that which they slaughtered on Yom Tov, they do agree. And maybe we can explain our Mishnah to be like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that if you slaughtered it today, everyone agrees it's mutar. Because it's Tzorach HaChal Nefesh. Rabbi Yosef says, Acharim say that no, it's not like difference between the slaughtering yesterday and today. He's saying maybe that's what it's saying. It didn't say anything about the slaughter in the Mishnah. So maybe we can say the slaughtering was done yesterday. That's what the Gemara is trying to answer, to say like Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, Leme Rabbi Yehuda, hi v'lo Acharim. Let's say our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, not Acharim. So the Gemara says, no, afilu teim Acharim, even if we want to say it's Acharim, uvehanech nishchitu me'emesh. And how does he explain it? He says that it's talking about those that were slaughtered yesterday. That's what they're arguing on. Meaning, Acharim didn't say anything about that which was slaughtered yesterday. So he's saying those which were slaughtered yesterday would also agree that that's what Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel are disagreeing on. He didn't mention that case. It's not like, since I didn't mention it, it's not included. Acharim just said Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel are arguing on matanot. On matanot. Beit Shammai says you're not allowed, and Beit Hillel says you are allowed. He didn't say when it was slaughtered, when it was not. So you can even explain Acharim to mean that they were slaughtered from yesterday and they were separated from today. And that's when Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel are arguing. So it can work according to either or. Okay? Sorry?
And they would be the same opinion.
Oh, very good. So, if that's the case, then they're exact same opinion. Both Rabbi Yehuda and the opinion of the Acharim are the same. So, he said, Ika benayu tefillah. The difference would be them, tefillah. Tefillah means accompanying, right? So, seemingly, you would be allowed to, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd be allowed to accompany something. Let's say you slaughtered yesterday and you're bringing it today, and it was separated today, you could bring that with something that was separated today as well. Right, whereas the opinion of Acharim doesn't say that. It doesn't say you can accompany it with anything. It just says it can be brought alone according to the permitting opinion.
Yesterday's stuff.
Yeah, so yesterday's stuff. So according to the difference would be between them would be what you can accompany with it. So Acharim wouldn't say you can accompany it, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says you can accompany something with it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Yosef. Even though the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosef, halacha is like Rabbi Yosef. Interesting. This is what the Shulchan Aruch is later on. The opinion of Rabbi Yosef was that they agreed that matanot you're allowed to take on Yom Tov. The question that the argument was on teruma. The Beit Shammai said you're not allowed to take teruma to the Kohen on Yom Tov, and Beit Hillel said you are allowed to take the teruma.
Just to give it.
But
you can't separate it.
Right.
But you could give teruma. Let's say you did the teruma on a few days before the Chag. Come to the
Chag and
say, hey, come pick up your wheat.
That's
or
what
you
saying.
Take it.
Yeah.
You could.
Yeah, that's what he's saying, yeah.
You could.
It's according to Rabbi Yosef. Rav Tovi Bereid Rav Nechemia, Havalei Garba de Chamra. So this rabbi had a jug of wine, the Truma, that was of Truma. Atel Kamed Rav Yosef, he came in front of Rav Yosef, Amar Lehu, Mau Lamtuye, the Kohen Haidna. Am I allowed to bring it or give it to a Kohen today?
It's Yom Tov, probably, right?
It's on Yom Tov, yeah. So he says, Amar le hachi amar v'yuda amar Shemuel halacha k'Rabbi Yosef. He says, yes, halacha zek Rabbi Yosef, and you would be allowed to give it to him, right? We hold like Beit Hillel, so the permitting opinion of Beit Hillel would be you're allowed to give the teruma on Yom Tov. Ush pischene.
Ze yain shelo asu afrada la'anavim.
What do you mean lo asu afrada? They squeezed out the wine that was the grapes that were teruma into wine that's now teruma, and now they want to know if I can take this teruma wine and give it to the Kohen on Yom Tov.
Oh, he took the grapes from the Truma, he made wine, and this is what he want to give
right.
to
him? Right, yeah.
Instead of giving him the grapes by itself.
Yes.
He could do it either way.
Yes.
Okay.
So the guest of Rava had this these mustard stalks. This is Amarle, Maul Faruche Umichal Minayu Yom Tov. Am I allowed to crumble them? You want to squeeze them and crumble them like this, the stalks, and eat from them on Yom Tov. So he says, Lohava biyade, he didn't know the answer. Atala Kameh de Rava, he came in front of Rava, different than Rava Barav Chanan. So he says, Amarle, Molili, he told him the Mishnah, he says, Molilin Melilod, Mefarchim Kitniot Yom Tov. He says, you're allowed to rub ears of grain, you can rub these grains, or you can crush Kitniot. These are legumes you're allowed to crush on Yom Tov. So he said it's mutar. It's a contradiction. He says, Hamolel melilon me'erv Shabbat. Someone who crushes the ears of grain, he wants to make grain on Yom Tov, on Erev Shabbat, let's do it before Shabbat. Lemachar, minapeach miyad liyad ve'ochel. The next day, he can take it and he can toss it from one hand to the other. Right? How do these grains work? Grain, if you ever see grain, has chaff on it. Chaff is this unedible klipa on the grain, that you have to winnow it out. So on Yom Tov and Shabbat, you're not necessarily allowed to winnow it. It's one of the melacha. So he says you can pass it from one end to the other until the chaff would fall off. Menapeach means to like blow, but I guess that's miyad leyad. Ve'ochel, and you can eat it. Aval lo bekanon ve'lo betamchoy, but you're not allowed to do it nor with a, you know, like a funnel or one of the kelim, or like a big plate to be able to loosen it out from its thing, because those are kelim. Huh? It seems like it's borer. Yeah, this Mishnah I think we're going to see on the next daf. Tomorrow's daf, I think we're in 2 dapim. I think it's daf with Dalet. So we'll see this in 2 dapim or so. And it talks about borer. The daf is about borer. So I think it's talking about borer.
What is
borer? Huh? It
would be zoreh.
Oh yeah, this part would be zoreh. But the aspect of here, he says, Amolel melilot me'erev yom tov, someone who's crushing the grains on erev yom tov, limachar menapech al yad. The next day, he can do it on hand, or from hand to hand. Ve'ochel afilu bekanon v'afilu betamchoy, and he can eat it, and he can even do it, he says, even in a kanon, in a funnel, or a big plate. Aval lo betabla, ve'lo menafa, ve'lo bechavera. And he can't do it in any of these types of sifters or sieves that are actual kelim that are set out for this process of, of winnowing it out or separating it from its klipa. So what do you see from this baraita? Me'erev yom tov in, be'yom tov la. That on Erev Yom Tov you're allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov itself. So how can he come and tell you that you're allowed to be molel melilot on Yom Tov? You can crumble the grains on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to crumble the grains on Yom Tov. You're like grinding it. You're breaking it down. He says, afilu tema be Yom Tov. He says, no, you're even allowed to on Yom Tov, he answers. Ve'aydi detana reisham Erev Shabbat. So why did it say Erev Shabbat? So he says, no, since it said Erev Shabbat, tana seif anami Erev Yom Tov, Erev Yom Tov. And he says also in the end part, Erev Yom Tov, but really essentially you can even do it on Yom Tov. Why did it teach Erev Yom Tov? Because the beginning part of the Braita said Erev Shabbat. So the end part said Erev Yom Tov, but afilu be Yom Tov mutar limlol melilot, you're allowed to crumble the grain. Now comes the Gemara and says, im ken matzinu teramash zakai baramata. Oh, so what do we see? We see now, you have teruma that you would be allowed to separate. Utnan lo imamartim b'teruma sheino zakai b'ramata v'chulei, and you said Beit Shammai that if you're going to say with teruma, you're not allowed to separate. So you're saying that, or Beit Hillel responded this. Beit Hillel says you're not allowed. Teruma b'matanot zakai b'ramata. Says Beit Hillel says you're not allowed to separate teruma. Saying here we clearly see that you are. There's a certain type of teruma that you would be allowed to separate. Why do we see that? The last Rashi says imken demolin melilot b'yom tov matzinu teruma shezakai b'ramata destam shibulin lo mafrishin. Lo mafrishin terumotan ad sheyasu dagan. Stam grains, stalks of grain, you don't mafrish them until they become full, like actual piles of the grain. If it's a stalk, you're not going to be mafrish it then. You have to wait for it to become a pile. And he says, v'amolelan b'yom tov, someone who's crushing and crumbling these into grains on Yom Tov, le'ochlan, he wants to eat them, mafrish men teruma al korcho. He's for sure separating terumot on Yom Tov. So we clearly see that someone is doing this. So if someone's doing this and no one's like mochebiado, he said, oh, you're not allowed to do this. Clearly it's allowed. So there is a type of teruma that would be allowed to be separated on Yom Tov. So what are you saying that you're not? There's no teruma that's allowed to be separated on Yom Tov? This contradicts
maybe
that.
Maybe he takes just a bunch for eating.
And he leaves after. It understands that he was going to separate. Because if you're going to do this,
batch.
Yeah, he wants to separate so you can eat the rest. And clearly it sounds like you're allowed. So he says, Lakasha, it's not difficult. Harbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. It's a machloka between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda if there's certain types of teruma that are allowed to be separated. The Tani, as a Braita says, Ichnis shibbolin la'asot men isa, if you take grain in to make a dough, ochel mehen arai upatur. The Tanakama says you're allowed to eat from them in a temporary system,
right,
and you're exempt from separating. That's because it's in grain form. Limolelan, once you crush it, it's like a stalk form. But once you crush it into actual melilot, you want to take it into, crush it into grain, actual grain. Now he says, Rabbi mechayev, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda poter. Rabbi says, you're chayav to separate teruma d'masrot. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda would still say you're patur. So it's a machloket. Rabbi would hold, there are certain instances where you could separate. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, you don't have to separate in this case either. So the Mishnah, when the Mishnah said, no, there's no case of Terumah that you can separate, that was Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, right? That said, that was that of that opinion. So now it says, Ula Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Nami Mashkachala. He says, we can even find where Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you can separate on Yom Tov. How do we see that? Kegon sheichnis shibulin la'asot men nisa. If you take in this grain, you want to make a dough. Ve'nimlach alayin emolelan. And you changed your mind and you decided you want to crumble it. and you want to make it, you want to break it down into its pile. Bi Yom Tov, on Yom Tov itself, the tavla bi yomei, that it becomes tevel on its day. How does it work? So basically, if I have full-formed stalks of grain,
okay,
of wheat, let's say, they're not chayav betruma yet. I'm still exempt until I make them into an actual pile of dagan. Yeah. Right? We say in the pasuk dagan vetirosh. So it has to be actual dagan, actual grain that's broke, that's crumbled down. Then it becomes chayav. So he's saying if you take it in because you want to make a dough out of it, so it's not chayav yet. Now he says you changed your mind and you want to crumble it. So now what would Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda say? Now that you want to crumble it and you've changed your mind, now it becomes chayav. Right? So then you want to eat them. So you crumble it and you want to eat it now. So now it's chayav betruma. And if you want to eat it, how are you going to eat it without doing tshirmot? Saying so clearly, even according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, there's still a possibility where a person would be able to separate tshirma and yom tov. So how does this make sense? So he says, Ela mai tshirma. So what does it mean? What's tshirma? Rov tshirma. Say the majority of cases of tshirma, you will not be able to separate, but there are some cases where you would be. That's what the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Lo yom amartem b'turma she'ino zakai baramata." We said with turma, you're not able to separate. Most times, you're not able to separate. But there are certain cases we clearly see that you would be able to separate. Okay, let's continue. So now the Gemara says, "Amar Abaye, machloket b'shibulin." This whole machloket was with grain. Aval b'kitniot. But when we're talking about legumes, right? Like kitniot is like on Pesach rice. That's how you can remember the machloket beans. Between the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. Beans. Sfaradim are allowed to eat kitniot. Ashkenazim are not. Right. He says, "Divrei Hakol Asuraita Tavla." He says, for kidniot, even before you break it down into its pile, into its dagan form, even when it's still in its bundling form, before you broke it down, it will still be tevel. You can still tevel means that you're not, it's not separated from shumot ma'asrot, and you're not allowed to eat it. It's a sur deoraita of eating it. So even when it's in its previous stage, for all of this was kidney, it was talking about grain. Now when it comes to kitniyoto, even in its original stage, it can still be chayav be shumot ma'asrot. So he says lema mesayle. Let's say this mishnah will be a support for that opinion. Misha hayulo chavilei tiltan. Someone had bundles of fenugreek beans. He says shel tevel, and they were tevel. They needed to be separated. Hare ze kotesh, you can grind them or break them. Umechashev kama zer yesh bahem, and you can estimate how much seeds he has in this bunch. Umafrish ala zera, and you can separate for those seeds. Veino mafrish ala etz, and he's not required to separate for the wood necessarily, for the where it came from, the branch. So he says, my love, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, is this not the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? He the Amar Hatam lo tavla hacha tavla, that he says over there in that case it's not tevel, but over here in this case when it comes to kitniot, even in its original state before you even break it down, it's still tevel. This is seems like a support to what Abaye was saying, that this was all for shibulin. When it comes to kitniot, even in its original state, even before it's broken down, it would still be tevel. Gemara says lo Rabbihi, it's the opinion of Rabbi, it's not the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says I Rabbihi. If it's a Rebbe, why do you have to say specifically talking about kitniot, about beans? Afilu shibulin nami. Even if you want to say it's talking about grain, what's the difference? According to Rebbe, shibulin is even greater. Why? Something that is more common to be in piles, it's even bigger kiddush, because it's chayav, it's remote, more common. Whereas something that's you don't break it down all the time, sometimes it stays in its original state, like legumes, you would not. Why don't you say shibulin and kol sheken, you can say even more so with regards to tiltan. So he says ela mai. So what are we going to say? Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Can we say it's the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, and this is a support for him? So the Gemara says tashmainan sharmine kitniot ve kol sheken tiltan. Then it should say, if it was the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, it should say all other types of kitniot, and then say kol sheken tiltan. I guess tiltan was like fenugreek beans or type of seed or spice that maybe it wasn't so common for it to reach the stage of piles, and so if it wasn't so common, then its status of being chayav v'trumot ma'asod maybe it wasn't as common, let's say, as other types of kitniot. Yeah, that's what it seems like as well.
Fenugreek is a herb. So which they use the seeds.
So
also,
if it's not so common for it to get to that stage, why don't we say that the more other types of kitniot, and say kol sheken, how much more so this kitnit? If it was really the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, so why did it say tiltan? Ela tiltan itzterich alei. We need to say tiltan. Why? Salkadata chamena. We needed that because I would have thought to say hoil v'tam etzo opir yoshave. Since the taste of its wood, that where it comes from, the tree and the or the branch and the fruit and the produce is equal, is the same exact taste. Lifrosh nami ayetzo. I would have thought you would also have to separate for the branch, for the wood. Kamashmalan comes to tell us that it says tiltan specifically, only for the seeds you have to separate and not for the wood. That's why I brought this whole case. But really, it could be, it really was, or it could be at least the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yudan, it could be the support for what Abaye was trying to say. Ika da Amri, some say, Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Machloket b'shibulin, that the Machloket comes out when talking about grain, Aval b'kitniot, divra kol, asuraita, lo tavla. But when talking the other way around, so he says, everyone agrees, this whole thing was about shibulin, but when it comes to legumes, when it comes to kitniot, everyone would agree that in its bundling stage, before you break it down, it will not be tevel. It can only become chayav once you break it down. That's what he's trying to say. The other way around. He says, meitive, we have a contradiction. What do you think the contradiction is going to be? The Mishnah that we just brought was a support to tell us that in its bundling stage, it can be tevel. Right. We just said now, the second opinion of Abaye, that in its bundling stage, it cannot be tevel. So this Mishnah is going to be a contradiction on what we just said.
Oh no, but grains, you have the same, so it's same as grains then.
Yeah, it's more strict.
Even stricter, essentially, because grains, maybe there could be some instances where it would be chayav in Turmo de Masra.
No, then we have to separate them, then it becomes chayav.
No. So, meaning, I don't know exactly which instances, but there could be an instance where Turmot would be, the case of Shibulin would be more lenient than Kitniot. This whole thing was only talking about Shibulin. Kitniot, he's saying that regardless, it cannot, in its bundling stage, it cannot be Teva. So it's a meitive, it's a contradiction. Misha yolo chavilei tiltan, someone had these bundles of seeds, of fenugreek, shel Tevel, that were Tevel. Harizek kotesh umechashev kama zera yesh bahen. He can break them, grind them, and he can estimate how much seeds he has. Umafrish ala zera, and separate for those seeds. And it does not separate for the branch. So he says, my love, tevel tavusha truma. This is not talking about tevel of teruma, that you have to separate trumot. And clearly it's in its bundling stage against what you just said, that it does not become tevel in the bundling stage. The Gemara says, lo, tevel tavusha trumot ma'aser. No, it's tevel of trumat ma'aser. What was trumat ma'aser again? Trumat ma'aser was the teruma of ma'aser. So the Levi who received ma'aser, he gives 10% of his ma'aser and it becomes teruma to the Kohen. So he's saying, this is Trumat Ma'aser. How does that work? Ukde Rabbi Abbahu Amar Rabbi Shimon Melakish. Like the opinion of Rabbi Abbahu Amar Rabbi Shimon Melakish. The Amar Rabbi Abbahu Amar Rabbi Shimon Melakish. Ma'aser Rishon. Sheik Dimo B'Shibolin. If, while you had piles of grain, or you had, let's say, bundles of grain, you gave Ma'aser Rishon, you gave your 10% to the Levi, before Terumah Gedolah, you gave it to the Levi, before it was even chayav in Turma, while it was still shibolin, while it was still in its full form stalked grain. So we know, if you give Maaser Rishon before you give Turma, you ruin the whole process. There's a mitzvah to go in the order of the way it's given.
Yes.
There's an isur to do it out of order. So what happens is, Shemot Tovlo Turmat Maaser. Its name becomes Tevel now for Turmat Maaser. Now what happens? Since the Levi took advantage and took before the Kohen received, the Levi now becomes chayav to give Turmat Maaser from his own, and until he gives Turmat Maaser, his produce is Tevel. His produce is Tevel. Generally, that's not the case. Generally, okay, you have to give 10%, but it's not necessarily Tevel. He says, no, Shemot Tovlo, his status of his produce becomes Tevel now, because he took produce that wasn't given to the Kohen first. Right?
And he has to give 12%, I think, right?
So, say again?
He has to give 12% now, or more than 10%.
He has to give Turmat Maaser, 10% of what he received.
Plus Turmat.
Oh, right. So he's seemingly his Knas was to give Turmat Maaser, and maybe what he was Chayav to give to the person. Or at the very least, he has to give Turmat Maaser to get it out of its Tevel status. Sure. So he says, this is the case of what we're talking about. We're talking about a case that it's Tavul Turmat Maaser. It's in the status of Turmat Maaser. It's not in the status of Terumah. Right? So it's not a case of Terumah that we were saying before. The Kohen didn't receive... We're talking about the case where the Kohen did not receive his Terumah Gedolah. So now it says... So it says, Kotesh Lamali. Why didn't you even tell me about, breaking it down, grinding? You don't need to tell me that. Lemele, ki hechid yavuli, Hachi Yavin Alach. Why can't the Levi say that just the way he gave it to me before he gave it to the Kohen, he gave it to me, so I want to give it to the Kohen the same way? Why do I have to break it down? Why do I have to grind it? Zamarava Knasas. No, it's a Knas. You get fined. You have to grind it down, you have to break it down to make it Chayav to give it to the Kohen. Why? Because you took produce that wasn't yet given to the Kohen. Okay? But it wasn't talking about Terumah. That was the main point. The main point was it wasn't going on Terumah. We thought that maybe this could be a contradiction to say that, hey, look, it's Tevel Tavul on Terumah, even in this bundling stage. No, it wasn't Tavul with Terumah. It was Tavul because of Terumat Maaser. Someone gave Maaser before he got the Terumah, before the Terumah was given. So Tanya Meyachi, we have another brayta just like this. Ben Levi, if a Levi person was given Maasrot, Shibolin Maasrot, so he's saying that he was given grains that are Maaser, or Seotan Goren, he makes them into, meaning essentially before he gave it to the Kohen, he has to make them into a pile of grain. Anavim, or Seotan Yain, grapes, he has to make it into wine. Zeitim, or Seotan Shemen, if he gets olives, he has to make them into oil. Umafrisha lehem Turmat Maaser, and he separates from them, Turmat Maaser, and gives it to the Kohen, but not the Kohen. Just like Turma Gedola is only taken from the threshing floor, right? The threshold that once it's actually Nigmar Melachto, that the Melacha was finished and it was broken down to a pile of grain. Umina Yekev, and also from the wine press when it's done. Kach Turmat Maaser, so too Turmat Maaser, that's given to the Kohen. Inani Telet Elamina Gorin Umina Yekev, so too when it's given from the Levi to the Kohen, it's only given from whenever it's broken down into a pile of grain or from the wine press. Okay, I think we'll stop there for today.